If we don't talk about anything else, if we get carried away, we got to talk about this. Somebody sold a ghost on Craigslist.
Oh, so the ghost and the two penises that Anthony is so
I see that.
so adamant about.
I decline to throw that out there.
Yeah.
I only showed up today to talk about one store.
Yeah, that's what we was just talking about. That nigga's so adamant about these two paces. God damn.
Oh, man.
That nigga said, oh.
Nah, we gotta lay it cool.
We tired of being cool, man. Every time we get in an argument with the Lord, you say, be cool. The same thing, be cool. We be too cool, we gonna lose.
We gonna lose. Who number one?
Forget that. Forget that.
Who number one?
Forget that. Forget that.
Who number one?
Forget that. Forget that.
Who number one?
Forget That Yo Radio episode. All right.
Damn.
Welcome.
You didn't even get through the intro.
Welcome to Forget That Yo Radio, room 112, where the players dwell. It's your boy, the Black David Hasselhoff, a.k.a. Two Watches at a Time, so you know what time it is, a.k.a. if it's free, if it's for me, a.k.a. the food of naughty. A.K.A. Come at me sideways, Scotty. I leave you dripping, nose snotty.
Snotty.
It about you.
Boss. What up, man? It's your boy Stone. Crip up a grip up. A.K.A. Stone El Terrible. A.K.A. Slapbox two midgets at a time. A.K.A. I was just fucking them girls. I was going to get right back. A.K.A. Hey, I wiped my ass with your flag and slapped the shit out your big homie, man. Let's get it.
Yo, what up, world? I'm back. It's your boy L, a.k.a. the L Train, a.k.a. Slendermatic, a.k.a. Call Me Hot Hands because everything I touch is fire, a.k.a. if I have to get my hands dirty, better have your family make them plans early. Let's get it.
Hey, I got a new name for you.
Lionel!
What about Carmen El Train Diego?
Why?
Is that what you do with your spare time?
Why did you do that? Where in the world is Carmen El Train Diego?
You join us, though?
Mm-hmm. Only because it was so unnecessary. He did not need to do that.
Man, he decided so smooth, man.
Oh man. If y'all have noticed, we are missing one member of the crew.
Yes, we are.
Mr. Wandy Watson.
Hey, he always put the second half of the name first.
And Mr. Slendermatic, what is he doing?
Oh, okay, let's see. He hit me up. He hit me up yesterday. He didn't even hit me up today. He told y'all today, but he hit me up yesterday. He had to go on another assignment. He's a tester again. He pulled up the testing job again, put him on that assignment. He taste tests semen to check his sperm count. Hey, he waited to be 100% accurate.
Yo, that's kind of a fucked up talent, though. You know what I'm saying? This nigga can taste the sperm count? That's fucked up.
You're a little low. You're a little low.
Look, y'all said that boy is gifted.
You're a little over the edge. A little too much. You might have twins.
Right? Hey. Boxers.
Oh, you wear tighty whities, huh? I can taste it. That's fucked up. I'm sorry.
Hey, what's wrong with tighty whities, though?
Nigga, you better not still wear tighty whities, though.
You should have stopped in the fourth grade.
Man, I've been wearing tighty whities since old dude in track got his nuts tangled up in a knot from wearing boxers running.
Whoa, what?
Man, first of all, let's address this dude's danglers, though. Damn.
You never know, you got to break out the full sprint.
But I've broke out in full sprint before.
I don't want to have to run and get away, but then my nuts be tangled. I still lost.
With tighty whities?
Tighty whities hold everything tight. Ain't nothing holding you when you wear boxers.
I don't wear boxers. I wear boxer briefs. So I still get that tighty whitey comfort. But the boxer length.
What's the tighty whitey comfort?
You know what I'm saying? Everything's still packed in together, but it ain't just wrapped around the top of my thighs and shit. You know what I'm saying?
He said wrapped around the top.
Yo, you're
wearing
tighty whitey
side for real. What's wrong with tighty
whitey? Tighty whitey since the fourth grade. I'm the only one in here swaying. That what it is?
He act like everything don't fit in tighty whiteys.
I'm just saying. You ain't nothing moving. They all attached to your stomach.
Yeah, man, he wasn't addressing your size. He was just saying that he's flying free.
Yes, he did. He said, I'm the only one in here swagging.
In the boxer. Not he ain't talking about dick size. I don't know why you went there with that. I'm talking about Ant going there.
That ain't where I was.
What?
I was on the beach of St. Pete.
Man, whatever.
Yeah, I was over there in Antarctica, the snow.
I'm saying, man. Hey, you still wearing boxers, though?
Yeah, why are you wearing boxers?
Boxers.
Man, that's some kingpin shit. That's some OG shit right there, dog.
Next time we downtown, I'm going to make sure we get chased.
They try to get this man to contortion on his balls.
I don't know, man. It's been like that ever since I was a kid. Boxers. I always have to have a pair of shorts underneath my my jeans.
Yeah. Yeah, I used to be a straight-up boxer dude, man. But then I had to buy some drawers. And got some boxer briefs, and man, it's been that way ever since.
Wait a minute, you gotta wear a pair of basketball shorts under your jeans?
Yeah, I always got
boxers, basketball shorts, and jeans on.
Yeah,
damn,
how'd that work?
I don't know, I've been doing it ever since high school, man. You never know when you need a pair of shorts.
You never really go break out in one on one.
For real, I was just about to say, dog, how many times have you been walking down the street and a basketball game broke out?
Real though, that's how you. You never know when you got to play a game of ball. Man, you never know when you need the shorts, dog.
Have y'all seen that picture of the girl wearing the Jordans to prom?
Oh, yeah.
Just in case a game break out in the prom. God damn.
Oh, man. So you got to buy your jeans like a size bigger.
No skinny jeans over here.
Yeah, so just fit the basketball shorts. Or you got like them old school shorts that hug your thighs.
I've got some referee shorts. Boxers,
but I'm wearing some tighty whitey shorts.
God damn.
Remember them shorts they used to give you away as well for track? Little tight joints.
Them old cloth.
He got them PT shorts. That's what it is.
Yo, them referee shorts, man. Straight up, dog.
Yeah, the ref joints.
Man, the worst was them track shorts. The ones that they were already short and small, but then they had that slit up on the side.
Yeah, man.
What y'all doing to me?
I used to always, never say my name when they was giving that stuff out. Mm-mm. Why everybody got uniform but you? Y'all ran out.
You know what I'm saying? I gotta bring these shorts from home, son. Fuck that.
I didn't even have track shoes. I thought it was stupid.
Oh, that's how I was for swimming.
And I used to get smoked. And y'all coming off the block, so I'm just standing there like I'm about to race outside.
For swimming?
Yeah, dog. High school, we had swimming.
Well, you had a swimming class?
Yeah.
You was on a swim team?
No.
I bet you nobody showed up to watch.
I mean, it was gym. It was PE. We had to go.
Nah.
Real talk.
What kind of school you go to?
Man, yo, Hillcrest in Chicago.
My daughter do that now.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That must be a I don't know, a big city thing.
Man, it's Philadelphia, New York. Ain't nothing big about that, though.
Man, I was too fat. I wasn't participating. I was going to catch that detention or something.
I'm not getting that pool.
Everybody laughing. Nope.
This nigga.
I know kids be getting made fun of. They got to take that out of school, man.
Man, they tried to hit us with those, you got to wear the tighty whities. No, sir. I sat out that first day. I did catch the detention, though, sitting out that first day. Came back the next time with those shorts.
Oh, you got to wear those, like the bathing suit
yes,
shorts.
Yes, like the official USA swim team.
Yeah.
You put them on and you let your thumb out and they snap.
So what'd y'all do?
We, people who couldn't swim, they sat at the other in the shallow end doing nothing. And the people who could swim, we just, we jumped off the diving board. We had to take a test first, though. We had to go, we had to swim the full length back and forth once. And then we had to, the next day, we had to go get a brick from the bottom of the deep end, swim back to the top. And then the last day of test was we had to swim with the brick across and back just to make sure that we was straight swimming so we could get in the deep end.
That's how they use y'all's lab rats.
Please explain to me how would that in any way constitute a lab rat?
Because you said after the test, all y'all do is jump off the diving board. They were just seeing how kids acting around water.
Yeah.
Y'all didn't have no games and nothing to organize.
I don't have no organized games.
It was girls and dudes in there?
Yeah.
Oh, they got all that shut down. What y'all doing over there? Swimming pool closed for third period.
Hell nah.
I mean, our basketball days is the truth.
Oh yeah.
Man, that was I remember like early in the morning get to school and the court be open, everybody be in there waiting to go to class and shit, be playing basketball.
We didn't. Y'all must have got that taken from us.
Yeah, man, it was straight up anarchy, dog. You can't have 30 people playing 21. Yeah. It was so bad, man. I was like, God damn.
30 people. Half court, too.
You know, he was trying hard to get the ball so he could show off in front of the chicks.
For real, man. Straight up half court, 30 people.
You get the ball, you got to shoot it from where you at because you can't go nowhere.
See, wherever you get the ball, shoot it up. Because if you try to drive, oh, man, you're not getting through 30 people, dog.
No, nah, but that's what you tried to do.
Hell yeah, still trying.
You try to show off for them chicks. Oh, this is the one time I've been having this whole 10 minutes we in here.
Hell, y'all remember when they had the basketball court, no, the basketball goal at McDonald's, where everybody used to chill and shit. Motherfuckers out there playing 10 on 10 and shit. Man, like,
what?
Yo, stop it, man.
10 on 10?
You know, yo, everybody, yo, nobody made a basket, dog. There's so many people out there that if put the ball anywhere near the air, somebody's blocking it. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, shit's getting hit, man. It's four people standing around you, dog. Somebody's going to hit that ball.
Oh, man. Y'all boys had no rules.
Man, it was so bad back then, man.
Yeah, everybody, like, especially in gym, boy. Nobody passing. Mm-mm. I mean, we had a scrimmage. I'm the best person on the team. We played, like, A-team versus B-team. And it was, like, a real game.
Semi-pro story here.
No, it ain't. Hey, I ain't even get the ball.
I believe you need more people, especially after the AAU story.
I'm like, all right. I juice these dudes in practice every day. Now we got to play in front of an audience. Man, I didn't even get the ball once. Everybody was trying to show off. I'm like, put me on a bench.
Motherfucker that made promises to people like, yo, watch this.
32-27-3.
I'm about to get 85 points, nigga. Watch.
The worst. I'm trying to switch to the B team, like, during the game, halftime.
Trade me.
Just to touch the ball.
This man tried to go out like a unrestricted free agent.
I remember I got to one time. The B team was like 0-10. And I'm like, coach, just let me play the B team. He put me on there to halftime. I had like 33 points.
Hell.
Yo, that coach was mad. Like, somebody guard him. I'm going behind the back. Like, you know, this is what I did. They passed me the ball. They tried to double team trap. I didn't pass to nobody. I dribbled through their whole team and was just getting layups every time. Coach going to take me out to my, we might need you in the A game. For what?
For what? I never get the ball. I'm
trying to get 66. You know what I'm saying?
I'm trying to break some records over here, man.
Man, I was like, I see why y'all in the B team. Y'all sorry.
Hey, man, you can't come over here shitting on our squad. you won't get the ball over here either.
Hey, I remember one time I looked at their coach. Coach was like, what's wrong with y'all? I said, hey, coach, man, leave him alone, man. I'm on the A team. And just kept dribbling up the court. Mm-mm-mm. They was that sorry.
Hey, they was waiting for this man in the locker room. Yeah, you on the A team, huh?
Yo, this is a for real semi-pro story, dog.
No, it ain't.
This makes KD shit look lame as shit.
No, it don't. Because KD tried to do it subtle. Like, he tried to just slide it in there real quick.
I was the best player on the team.
I used to play football. He could have left it at football.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah. He's playing football, semi-pro. Wait, what?
Wait a minute. Oh, man. Hey, man, y'all know who Michael Bay is, right?
The movie director.
Yeah. He makes small right movies.
He made Transformers, right?
Yeah, Transformers, Armageddon, Pain and Gain. Like, he do good shit, man, but I got a bone to pick with Michael Bay, man.
Uh-oh.
Scarlett Johansson wanted to go topless in his movie, and he would not allow her to do it.
Which movie?
The Island.
Why he wouldn't let her?
I don't know, man. That's just un-American right there, dog.
And why did she want to?
Because, like, she was laying in bed, and they wanted her to have a bra on and shit. She's like, I don't sleep with a bra on. Most people don't. So she just wanted to have them titties flapping, and I would have enjoyed it.
I know why he said no.
Why?
Because it probably came with an upcharge.
I know. I think they said the movie was PG-13, and they wouldn't allow that shit.
Oh.
But still,
I bet you she was still going to demand some money, though.
Hey, I don't care. I just want to see them titties.
Like, he'd be like, hey, for another 100 large, yeah. Topless. Just putting that out there. He was like, heck no, then you got to get the R rating. Yeah, I wouldn't let her do it either.
Nah, I want to see them titties.
I would have tricked her, though. I would have been like, okay, let's shoot it.
Let me cut that shit out.
And then, yeah.
And that shit it. For my private stash at home.
He got it above his bed, HD enlarged.
Put a special screen above his bed just for that. That shit's always playing in the house.
I got a bone to pick with Michael Bay for that last Transformers.
With the Wahlberg boy.
Yeah, it's the worst movie I seen last year, but it's also number 5 on my top 5 list.
Of worst movies?
No, of best movies.
Wait a minute. What? Wait. I don't understand.
I don't get that.
Because, you know, everything goes to your movie. The experience, you know what I'm saying? Along with just it's not just the movies. Everything that went along with the movie. Okay. So what transpired after that movie, you know what I'm saying? And oh, we you, quick goes along.
Somebody got some neck. Thank you, Michael Bay.
That movie also got the most sleeps. I think I tallied 737 sleeps during.
Hold on, man. Hold on. How you go to sleep on a date and still get some neck after that?
It wasn't a date.
Per se.
But, dog, because I was, you know, like, if I go to sleep, this night's over. So I gotta stay up. And if I cut this movie off, the night's over because it's only like 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
So I had to just keep waking up. It was like 737 sleeps. And you wake up and say something, oh, man, that was dope. That was the hardest sleep to fight.
Somebody just died.
Man, why'd they kill him?
Oh, man, that was dope. You just died.
Yo, that is a very unattentive woman, dog.
Yeah, right?
Didn't notice none of this shit.
Transformers. You just wake up, Transformers.
He get transformed into a nap.
No, but I was waking up so quick. Because, you know, you're little, you keep catching yourself.
Yeah.
I just kept catching myself. I didn't let a sleep last over 30 seconds.
So it has to be that she enjoyed that movie. She ain't noticed what the hell you were doing.
No, I was kind of sitting where you couldn't see my face.
That's funny. That is really funny.
Ooh, transform. Ooh, somebody getting drugged. Oh, excessive force by cops, of course.
Always.
Hey, what is he doing? Hold on, let me see if we can get the volume on this. Yo, he punched my man in the back. Do I know him? I'm like, Lionel.
That wasn't me. Is the cop still there?
Yo, he kicked him in the butt for nothing. Yo, he right doing now. Why it gotta be the black cop though? He doing a little too much.
That's the shit
about it.
That's the shit out there?
Yep.
Damn.
Bruh, he had to do handcuffed on his stomach laying there. He didn't have to start kicking him in the butt.
Butt kicking out here and shit.
And then the worst part of it all, alright, if you kick me and all that, alright, I'm gonna be mad. But when you already got me handcuffed and on my stomach and drag me to where the other dude is.
That's just overkill, cuz. Yeah. Come on, man.
You're dragging a grown man.
Man. Yo, I'm
drinking?
Done. Oh, some water. I'm done with media takeout, man. They did a straight up troll story that made no fucking sense, dog. Did y'all see that shit about Lupe Fiasco?
No. Uh-uh.
Lupe Fiasco is on a song with Big Crit off the Catalactica shit.
Yeah.
The Lost Generation. And in there he says, fuck Martin Luther King, fuck change. So, media takeout ran with that because it's MLK weekend that he's saying fuck Martin Luther King on the weekend trying to get some publicity for the song, which is an old fucking song.
Oh my God.
But if you listen to the song, it's about a lost generation and that's how they feel. And that's shit that they say. But yo, they mentioned none of that.
Of course not.
That's fucking crazy, man. Let me find it. I'll read y'all the headline they put up. Ignorant rapper Lupe Fiasco releases a new album. Why does this keep fucking doing this?
Yo, they got guns out there too?
What's going on? Where is this at?
Yo, they just showed a bunch of dudes like they're going around robbing the cars in the gym parking lot. And they're walking around pulling on doors and they got guns.
Damn.
So you can't even stop dudes. Hey, nope, you better have a gun with you. Man, we gotta get some gats out here. They wildin'.
Nah, them guys don't.
Whoa.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
Right, let me borrow a couple.
Lupe Fiasco. God damn it.
Oh, drug trafficking arrest. Deputies, drugs hidden in man's rectum.
Oh.
Charles Noden Jr. If y'all know Charles, tell him shame on him.
This man out there listening to it right now. I mean, speaking of drug trafficking, let's knock this one out real quick.
Wait, we gotta wait. It's Stone, you done?
Oh, no. It's never gonna happen.
Keep fucking with me, man. This piece of shit. I'm gonna try this one more time. Yeah, I'm gonna throw this fucking iPad if you do it again, man.
And they out here wilding. I wonder how many pounds is in his cooler.
Did you just say that?
He did. That just happened.
It's getting hard to tell people I know you sometimes.
The Falcon 9 explosion. I thought they stopped shooting up stuff from the Space Center. It ain't look like it ain't gonna work. Oh, it exploded. The Falcon 9 rocket exploded, crash landing last Saturday.
Damn.
They just need to quit. Quit my
face. This is hip hop artist Lupe Fiasco. This is dirty. Who never attended college and barely graduated from high school.
Dang.
Doesn't even know how ignorant he is. He actually think he's smart. He's releasing a new album this MLK weekend, hoping to take advantage of the extra day of sales. Well, listen to the lyrics of one of his album cuts, Lost Generation. Here are some of the lyrics. Fuck Martin Luther King, nigga, fuck change. He really needs to watch the movie Selma and pick up a book or two before saying ish like this.
Wait, that's all they put on there?
That's it. That's it.
You can't win, man.
Yo,
can't win.
What the fuck is that? And yo, they got a story about Iggy Azalea, right?
Yeah.
She got a shirt that says Rebel Pride. Shock pick, Iggy Azalea wears a racist Confederate t-shirt on Martin Luther King weekend.
What?
Do you think this is a mistake or she's really racist?
That picture from 06, Christmas.
There's a team called the Running Rebels. It was a college team. there's another team called the Mississippi Rebels, man. Like, come on, dog. What are y'all doing?
They need them hits.
Something, man. Like, this shit is getting ridiculous. I'm so tired of fucking people, man.
Oh, what's the comment section say under the
Iggy's? Oh, it's, no.
Lupe.
One of them was that, like, yo, y'all didn't even listen to the song or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, somebody actually know what it's about. But I'm pretty sure it's some ignorant shit under there, too.
Storybooks
full. Man. Oh, and that Iggy shit. Man, why is she such a fucking target, man? They hate her.
Yeah, they hate her.
Everybody, apparently. You get it on both sides.
So is Nick Cannon really going to play Tupac?
No.
That was a troll by TMZ?
Man, come on.
That can't be true.
Did y'all see the picture?
No, I'm about to find it now.
They got him dressed like Pac, man.
No.
Nick Cannon, man. He's not a believable Pac? Y'all think Nick Cannon can pull out Pac?
No.
Why not, man?
Especially according to this picture right here.
There is nothing Pac-ish about Nick Cannon.
Did you see the pictures, though?
Nuh-uh, what a picture.
It's about to be in the chat.
All right, man, god damn.
Yo, you know what hate that boy again?
This man.
Oh.
What does he have, a pearl chain on? Is that seashells?
That's not right.
I think Nick Cannon could do it.
He probably could, man, but they're not going to allow him to do that, though.
So what would be worse, Ben Affleck as Batman or Nick Cannon as Pac?
Nick Cannon as Pac.
Yeah. Only because nobody wants to see Nick Cannon do it. Is that pearls? This, I don't think this is the Pac shit, though. I think this is from a different movie.
That's funny.
I need to see that movie, whatever that's from. He's like, yeah. He was harder than Drumline, though.
Not Tupac.
No. He wasn't really hard in Drumline. I mean, man, like, yo, I fucks with Nick Cannon, right? But there's nothing tough about Nick Cannon, man. I just can't buy it.
There's man. No fucking Nick Cannon.
Remember when he ran up on that dude hitting the drum, and the dude came back, then he went up close and hit on his drum? That's Pac-like, man.
Nah, man. Yo, man, you know, man, I didn't know Mariah Carey was worth so much money.
Yeah.
Yo, Nick Cannon's worth $20 million.
Yeah,
Mariah Carey's worth $520
million. Dang.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yo, who knew that? Man.
But she had, like, hell of a number one hits.
Yeah, like, yo, she been singing since the early 80s and shit.
Damn, I would have just been using all her money to save her mine. $520
That's a lot, man.
Because she was buying them cars and stuff, right?
Was she?
For his birthdays?
Yeah, probably was.
$520
Man, Mariah's still bad.
She is, man.
Bad looking.
No. Oh. Mariah can get it.
Especially who couldn't get it that's on TV? Come on.
Gabrielle Sidibe.
Nancy Grace can get it.
Can she?
That's a lie, don't tell me.
Wait a minute. Damn, Lionel.
And it already has a bad track record. I don't know why you.
Who do? Oh, he got to get that. I think he got that Mariah off his back.
Yeah, he covered it up with some other shit.
And that's too big to be covering up, man.
I know.
I just find another girl named Mariah.
This man got a black bar on his back.
I date nothing but Mariah's. That's all I'm fucking with, Mariah's.
So, anybody had an interesting week or anything going on?
Man, oh, man. I heard y'all talk about that New York trip, man.
Yo, you know what I forgot, man? I forgot the swanging do-rag.
It was a man in the bar with a do-rag on, oh, gee. A do-rag.
Tail out.
Tail out. Flat. Wait, did he have Tim's on, too?
We didn't see that much. I don't
know. We
just see his head at the bar, man. He had the do-rag on extra tight with the tail out. Flapping.
Swinging do-rag. Man, that was fun. Man, yeah. Chilling with my boy out there was fun. Because we went in and them cats at the bar. especially that dude who was sitting there drinking, talking about every girl he see.
You can see all ambition, no follow through.
Any one of them was nice. Well, it was like, he was like, yeah, man, I've been sitting there all day. Man, look at her. She bad over there. Why don't you go over there and talk to her? Mm. Mm.
That's it. That's all we got.
That's it. No reason why, no nothing. Just,
Yeah, you don't trust a nigga with skinny sweatpants on.
Man, you don't trust a dude who drank his water with two hands.
Yo. He was cocoa cupping that water cup.
Wait, cocoa cupping?
You know, like, you see, like, in movies, man, chicks have a cup of cocoa and put both hands on it and drink it by the fire and shit.
Oh, yeah.
That's how he had it. He was holding it.
Heck, I gotta give a shout out to Shaheen, man, for Noise in the Air. I put out a show called Intellectual Ignorance, and I had put a challenge out there to the listeners, man. If you got something to say, you got a little, you know what I'm saying, you want to see what you can do with this podcast thing, get your story out there, get some interesting perspectives from other people, 5 to 20 minutes of, you know what I'm saying, some clear audio, don't have no music or nothing in the background, and if it's, you know what I'm saying, presentable, I put it out there, man. And Shaheen, he sent his in, got it out there. So, shout out to Shaheen for that. And, yeah, man, y'all send it FOGETDATYO@gmail.com. Your voice memo, on your phone. It ain't that hard, man. But y'all, I don't know. We got ghost listeners, man. Y'all just sit and listen and never talk.
Yeah.
Where they at, though?
Where they at, though?
This is what Shaheem needed, because them voicemails. That time limit wasn't working for him.
16 voicemails in a row.
Yo, he's like, I forgot that one voicemail you sent. Nah, that voicemail he sent was 5 minutes long.
Hell yeah.
I was like, man, I was going to put it on the end of the show, but I forgot, though.
Yo, shout out to Vinny No Filter, man. He copped that shirt.
Oh, word?
Yeah, put the picture up, man. Yo, he got the craziest serial killer eyes I've ever seen. Yeah, y'all can check him out on What's Wrong With Us podcast on iTunes and Stitcher.
Oh, and also check me out on the Hip Hop Power Hour, man. I'm on the Hip Hop Power Hour now. We do a show every other week. He just put out a 90s mix. Supposed to be hour, but it was 30 minutes. He said he had to cut them up. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know why he cut it at the wrong spot either.
Oh, you too. See? He told me, man, just listen to it. Why else got it? Nah. If you would have cut it off right after LL said greatest of all time, faded out.
That'd have been dope. Not start in with Mobb Deep.
Yeah. It just cut.
I'd have been through it all. Click. Oh, man.
Because I'm like, wait, I thought something happened to my player. I'm like, man, this player acting up again. I'm trying to rewind it. See, man?
Oh, man. Speaking of Funkmaster Flex, man.
Oh, did you get to hear the rant?
Yes.
We got to play. Give me a link.
Yo, why he dropped bombs after every third word?
Yes.
Yo, go on YouTube, man.
Flex.
And put in, just Flex rant on Jay-Z.
Man, nothing put it on because I ain't here yet.
Nothing moves without me, New York.
It's 10 minutes long, though.
Oh, we got to cut around it.
Yeah.
And it makes no sense.
Man, y'all heard it. Just get me to the good part.
Yes!
It seems like you're mad at the wrong person for the wrong reasons. It makes no fucking sense, man.
No, I live for these Funk Flex bombs.
God damn.
I just want to be in New York and just, while it's going on live, rolling down Brooklyn or something, man. That's like one of my dreams.
Man, I think you too old to be doing this type of shit, man.
How old is he, like 55?
For real, yo, like, yo, this, it comes a point where you stop airing people out on the radio, man. It just don't make no sense no more.
36,000 views. See, they love these flexes. Ooh, I need to give them a thumbs up because you... All right, here we go.
This conversation. So we're not just going to keep it 100, we're going to keep it 1,000 today. I want to go through the steps properly as I lead up to what I'm saying. Couple years ago, I dropped that DJ word. Funk Flex app. I get an email from a writer at Life and Times, the website. They want to talk to me about my digital involvement and write a story. First of all, I salute the young man who wrote the story. I appreciate the love. But, bro, I'm going to tell you something. I peeped back then when they was using a writer outside that did not work for the magazine. But all of that didn't get put in the story, though. But a lot of that information got put into that new Jay-Z app. But I was good with that. I ate that. I understood it. everybody's out here hustling.
Get a flex.
Right? That's what we doing. We fast forward to today.
What happened?
Because I need to tell that part of the story so you understand where I'm going.
Tell a flex.
You can go to my Instagram right now because you can see the email that I got. I get an email today from Life and Times website. Your website is trash, by the way. Doing no numbers. Zero.
Zero views. You'll give
them a view. And maybe if y'all copied everything from me that y'all needed from that app would still exist today, but it don't. That Funk Flex app, though, you can go into that iTunes, that Google Play, it's still rocking. Difference between me and you.
Oh, I gotta get some popcorn to listen to the rest of this.
Nigga, that shit is dumb.
Why God, so I love it.
Why so many bombs?
Yeah, he went over. Man, I remember we used to be like, give us a bomb, Flex. Now, come on, Flex, man. You gotta control your bombs, man.
Every third word?
He had so many bombs going off. It sounded like he was riding with the windows down.
Like, yo, man, what the? I hate when that dude talks, man. I hate it. He goes so overboard, man.
I like when he talked to New York, though. New York. I see everything that moves, New York. Back, baby.
That nigga, man.
What we gonna do after Flex, man? We need these old school, man. Oh, man, it's sad, man. The world just moving on. People getting old. Dipset got a reunion, Diss and Jay. Oh, this is going to be gone. Why would you jump on Dipset when they just coming back with a reunion? He acting like they about to just be the most hottest thing out.
That, yo, he's saying that the Life and Times sent him an email asking what's his involvement with the Dipset. Oh, y'all trying to shut me down. What? What the fuck are you talking about? Yo, like, and why are you going at? I'm pretty sure JC is not making these decisions directly, dog. Like, yo, it's people that work at these places. It's a hip hop thing. They need hip hop news. Dipset is coming back. You're fucking with them. They have to get the information. Oh, JC trying to infiltrate my Dipset reunion. Shut the fuck up, man.
You heard Dipset,
The diss. Now, did you see the email? No. The text message shit.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
This is Hov.
You is too old for this shit.
Why did half the phone cut out the picture?
Yo, and then he said, you been blowing me up. Why did you answer the phone? And I noticed you didn't answer back the text message. Thinking like, yo, what is he talking about?
This is Hov. Like, now, like, he's, like Hov is the groupie.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
you know, dang well, he sent from his other phone. I'm going to just put Hov right here. This is Hov sending it to myself.
Because it's not a screenshot. It's a picture of the phone.
Yeah.
Come on.
Like, cut off halfway.
Hell yeah, man. Yeah. You stupid ass nigga, man.
Hov somewhere with Blue Ivy on his lap, listening, watching SpongeBob. He ain't know nothing about this Dipset reunion.
Know nothing about this. This shit is crazy, Doug.
Hey, it don't matter how old they get, man.
It's still dumb shit, Doug.
Apparently, some stuff you can't grow out of.
For real, son.
Hey, we need to see some death matches.
Oh. Did you read the comments on that shit?
Stupid.
Yo, a lot of shit boiled down to, man, yo, this is none of your fucking business, B. Straight up, man. And, yo, these internet trolls be going in. Where that shit at? Blowing up his phone, I see one text. And he didn't even reply. All this time, he was supposedly trying to reach Jay. Now he finally answers, and Flex won't reply. He's a punk. He was hoping Jay wouldn't have answered those calls. The nigga's a god damn liar. I was watching the Cavs and the Clippers game yesterday, and they were showing the stars in attendance. Mayweather and Jay and Beyonce were there. This nigga Jay going to be like, all right, it's halftime. Let me call Flex private before he end my career. Fuck out of here. Let me see. They had some Jay-Z haters on here, too. Oh, Flex does this shit anytime ratings slip. Flex is pulling thought thirsty attention.
New York.
Where that shit at?
Ramos, New York.
Get off Jay's camel dick.
Oh man.
Get off Jay's camel dick. Flex is the truth. That's one text, but he was getting private calls.
Like this dude was next to him.
You know what I'm saying? You only know what Flex shows you. How do you know if he responded, etc.? Jay-Z is a damn punk.
Oh, my God.
No, nigga, you don't know what he did either, you stupid motherfucker. And that's how people never see logic in this shit, right? If it's a private call, how you know it was Jay? Come on, man. You reaching, son.
Oh, my goodness. This is... And who writes this is Hove?
For real.
Oh, man, I quit.
Yeah, man. Like...
I gotta say that by that Flex rant though. I gotta listen to that with some Talente caramel apple pie ice cream. Oh man, I left my wallet at work today and the door's locked. I can't get in. The alarm set. So, yeah.
Why did you?
What?
3-day weekend, no wallet. I'm saving everything in my account.
Yo, like, what did you? Did you go to work and pull your wallet out and just set it down?
Yeah, because I put it in my, it'd be in my pocket, and then I take my keys and everything out, and I set them down.
I do the same thing.
And then this idiot cut the lights off too soon, and that's what happened. I was just trying to get up out, lights out, picked up my keys, and my phones.
You don't stop bomb dropping.
Hey, y'all heard Nancy Grace battles 2 Chainz?
Yeah, I seen that shit.
Yo, I gotta find the part where she said, what'd she say? When she was reciting his lyrics, I was dying.
Yeah.
Hold up, wait, Chainz. So.
Also, Tahid Epps, also Titty Boy with us from my old stomping grounds, College Park, Georgia, now one of the most famous rap stars in the world. You know, 2 Chainz, first of all, thank you for being with us. You're a star. So many people, so many teens, so many young adults look up to you. Can I ask you, when you hear about cases like this, why do you still support the legalization of marijuana? Because, you know, I know your persona is different from your rap persona. I know, for instance, you graduated with a 4.0. That you got a scholarship. That's 2 Chainz. Happy birthday, Jam Records. Why do all the guys have on regular clothes and the women have on skin tight leopard suits? You know, I don't know the answer to that. But why do you advocate legalization of pot when you hear stories like what I'm talking about?
Well, from the stories that I just heard you talk about, they were they had alcohol included, which we all know, you know, cause you to black out, forget things, and have memory loss. They also dealt with irresponsible people. I don't think that you could put an umbrella on the whole community off these few incidents that you just named.
Well, what community is that?
The smokers, the stoners community. I just feel like you can't use these particular stories.
Okay,
to define everybody
daddy,
that has recreational use.
I'm not defining everybody, okay? So don't throw me in that pot and stew me. What I'm saying is legalizing pot ends up in stories like this. And you, with so many people looking up to you advocate legalization of pot. And I don't get it. I mean, I've seen video of you smoking a big fat doobie. I mean, I've read your lyrics. I know what you say in your songs. But when you hear stories like the mom and the dad on the front porch, the baby dies in a fire, then my next story. Everybody, that's 2 Chainz Twitter account. That's him smoking pot. And while I have you, why the 2 Chainz? Just curious.
2 Chainz was obviously my second time, you know, coming up.
Wait a minute, I'm not agreeing to go on the show where they got these videos looping of me smoking the biggest joint in the world.
Yeah, like, it was really fucking trolling on me out here, son.
Like, shouldn't they just rush his tour bus or something right now?
Yeah, like, we got evidence of you smoking marijuana. But, you know, everybody got them marijuana cards. It's legal in some places. So, I was in Colorado when I shot that video. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Doobie.
Yo, was he smoking in the 70s? He was a doobie.
Said, don't put me in that pot and stew me.
Stew me. Man, I'm about to start talking like that.
Around as far as a rapper, my first name was Titty Boy, but the name came from an internal thing with my mom, me being an only child, me being a spoiled brat, me being breastfed, so the whole family called me Titty Boy. But then when it was time for me to really go out here and make a name for myself, I figured like 2 Chainz could obviously mean this would be my second chance. And then 1 chain being who I am and another chain basically being what I thrive to be. So it has a little deeper meaning.
You know, in one of your lyrics, you say, I don't fear death or dying. I only fear not trying. And some of your lyrics are so incredible. But then other of your lyrics advocates a different kind of lifestyle, a different kind of lifestyle that I don't think you would want little children exposed to. I mean, do you have children?
I have 2 beautiful little girls, and I'm a great father. I just feel like, you know, everybody should basically take care of their own. You have kids, too, as well, right? So it's about governing your own household. It's about taking care of your own property. It's about having some kind of structure in anything.
I hear you. I hear you, 2 Chainz. I hear you. But what I'm saying to you is this. People listen to you. And while you may be able to get high and your children are kept away from that and they're not growing up like that is my guess, is my hope, other people don't have the advantages that you have. Okay, Liz, show me the video of Jessica Gamble out of Ohio. This mom, look at this, 2 Chainz. This mom making her 2-year-old child smoke pot. Watch this. I want you to watch it. Look at this baby.
That's what I was telling you earlier about trying to classify her as something that we would all do once we would smoke a joint. I feel like she was irresponsible. I feel like she was a bonehead. That was an imbecile move. Anybody that loves their kid definitely knows not to put them in harm's way, and that's what she did. So I don't agree with that at all. I mean, she may have mental issues. It may be something deeper than a joint, I believe.
Well, you know what? There is something deeper than a joint, and that's well put. Because what she's doing is child abuse. And what I'm trying to say to you.
What? Yo, Nancy Grace wilding out.
Yeah, no, she is just. Yo, why is it that rap is the only thing that causes kids to do bad shit? You have all this weed in movies, TV shows. That's all they fucking do. But yo, you're a rapper. You're the scum of the earth. You're causing kids to do drugs. Why is it, you know what I'm saying? Why is it always like that, dog?
I think you're trying to put rap in a pot and stew it.
Stew it.
That's what he should have said. You're trying to put all the pot smokers in pot.
That's fucking crazy. Yo, and it's been like that for years, man. It's always rap is the fucking problem. Not the movies, not the TV shows where they show all this shit, but you listening to it makes you want to do it.
Yo, and TV getting away with a lot more now.
Ah, shit. Hell yeah.
It's like, I don't even think it's rules anymore.
Yo, I was watching something and they kept saying shit. I was like, what the fuck?
Yo, this is one part when she recited some of his lyrics I was trying to find. That's because I never seen all these.
As I recall, were you using pot then?
Were you using pot on your basketball scholarship, T.U. Chainz?
Why don't you want your children to... Oh, shit, did you not?
Yes, and I'm very intelligent.
Oh, man, this is funny. Yo, she was trying to say everybody that smoke pot is going to have their kids smoking it and stuff.
Yeah.
He was like, come on, that's an isolated situation. Of course, everybody's not going to be responsible with it. But you can't lump everybody in the same group. Yeah. She wasn't trying to hear that.
Yeah, none of that, dog. None of that.
Oh, man, it's funny.
That shit is crazy, man.
I wonder what the world's going to be like when all them old people that think like that and stuff, like, all gone.
Yeah.
Get him out of here.
You know what? I don't think it's going to change, man, because you learn shit from people like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yup.
Like, you got their kids. They're teaching their kids that shit, so they're going to grow up thinking the same shit. So it's just a cycle that's going to continue.
Exactly. Just like the story that we covered before with the chick who got the wrong sperm from the bank. Said the whole community is not going to accept the kid now. So they're right there is a whole community of people.
Yeah.
A whole racist community, pretty much.
You know what I'm saying? Just because it's a black child and shit, I'm surprised they accepted two lesbians being together.
Oh, there's a lot of gay on TV now, too.
Man, there is no show without a gay person on it.
Nope. It's like, y'all gotta have, this is what you gotta have. And they gotta be a gay couple in there getting it in every other scene.
Mm-hmm.
Like gotta be a black dude that likes white women. Yeah, like all the hot shows is following the same format.
Empire. Yeah, it's a pattern. It's a pattern, dog.
That's crazy, man. Like, if you think about it, everything.
Yep.
In some, you know what I'm saying? In some way, it's all the same shit.
Yep.
Man, somebody figured out that it's a lot of money in the gay community.
Yeah.
And now they're just pushing it extra hard.
That's crazy. What's next, man? I think anal rape going to be on TV soon.
It already is.
The Boondocks.
No, I'm talking about showing you.
Oz. Remember Oz? They showed that shit
on life. Regular TV.
Oh, network TV.
Yeah, network TV. Uh-oh. It's going to be like a sex scene you see on TV. Mm-hmm. They're going to have anal scenes like that.
Just straight butt sex.
Yeah. With the slow music playing.
Like, they already doing that shit on, like, HBO and Showtime and shit. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's the next step. They started showing, remember on NYPD Blue, they started showing ass and shit on TV.
Yeah,
that shit's coming, man.
Remember, they showed the chick eating a booty on, or a dude eating a chick's booty on HBO last week?
Hmm?
Yeah, there's like a female like eating some cereal in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Both naked, and the dude was on his knees eating a booty. Damn. I forgot what show it was. Whoa.
God damn. Shameless or some shit? No, you said it was HBO.
One of those kind of shows.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, shit. Shameless. The beginning of Shameless, the chick is fucking the boyfriend.
Hang on, the first? Just let it all come in like that?
Yeah. Like, no. The intro into the show.
Oh, what?
Yeah, she and look, it goes so deeper because it's a black chick fucking a white dude. My God, damn! What the fuck is they doing?
Yo, y'all heard about the wife who cut off a cheating husband's penis, then cut it off a second time in the hospital?
Oh, that's dedication, son. She wanted that penis, son.
He cheated with a 21-year-old girl. Yeah. They had five children together.
Come on, man. You got
who let her in the hospital?
For real.
He, man, you know, he's probably like, oh, I forgive you, whatever. Or they just didn't care. You know, man, people don't even care now where they work. Oh, you here to see who? Okay.
Yeah, go ahead. I don't give a shit.
Dang. She was like, uh-uh. What was that? Y'all readjusted it, doctor?
Gone. Mm-hmm. He ain't never. Yo, man, but can you really be mad if you married and got five kids? I mean, he like in his 40s.
And she was 21 who he cheated with? Oh,
you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. The fact that he can still get a 21-year-old, man, you should look past that.
He said she was like, I'm 55, and he got a, ooh. It was in her head. Boy, took that thing twice.
That's crazy. Speaking of, go on, get it out, man.
Yeah. Speaking of cutting off twice. What about my man born with a double PIE?
He got two wanger.
Two wangs, man. Y'all heard of 2 Chainz? It's two wangs.
And they both work.
They both work. Now I got a slew of questions about this. I wanna know. All right. Does he just When you gotta pleasure yourself, is it random, or is there one you got a better grip on that you always go with, or do you gotta rotate them, or your balls, if one hurt, one side of your balls are hurt, like do you gotta rotate,
or do you gotta do them both at the same time?
Yeah, and has he ever tried to like a race, like which one can come first?
Oh my, yo, what if one of them's gay and one of them's not?
No, he's bi.
Oh, God damn. You know what I'm saying? But is one penis for one?
Yeah, like strictly. Yeah.
This is just male penis. This is just female penis.
Like, well, you're on the wrong one. Quit. That's the anus penis.
I'm going to need you to lay over here.
This is the vagina penis.
Yo, that's crazy.
Or does he let him choose?
Which one? Is one big enough?
Y'all want to see the picture?
No.
Huh? What? No.
There's a picture, man.
Nah, I'm cool.
It's on Reddit.
Okay, I'm going to need you to explain it to me. Is it on top of each other or side by side?
They side by side.
Okay.
And one circumcised and one not.
Oh, man.
He's not half Jewish.
You know,
so he can explain to us. Which one? Because you know they say you got more sensation when you're not when you're not circumcised.
Yeah,
he can solve all that.
Yo, for real, like yo, he. Why did you circumcise one though? Why did the doctor say, you know what, we're just gonna do one?
Maybe it's like, all right, we're gonna do a surgery to get rid of one, so we'll just do this one.
That's I don't know what's going on.
And then when they did more research, it's probably like, wait a minute. We can't remove neither. We can't remove one.
Yo, do you think you ever tried a double dip?
I think you tried. I think you tried it.
Just put both of them in one hole.
Yo, there was girls out there like, ooh, I would like that.
Why?
All right. This thing, if you masturbated but both at the same time and you had a double ejaculation, I think that could kill you.
Yeah, nobody's prepared for all of that.
Yeah, I don't think your heart can handle that much pleasure.
Yo, but what? All right, if he were a female, can he stick them in both holes?
He like, probably could.
He go in, lay her sideways, and yep. He put them in. Oh man,
he can do it. He is the man with the plan. Another thing, I'd be mad. All right, what if they did was going to give him a surgery to cut one off? And they cut the bigger one off. That would be a scoring.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so you're just going to cut the bigger one off, huh, Doc? Well, that one was bigger than me.
What if you had two and one of them ain't work, though? Well, like, you got one.
Sitting there.
One, yeah, he's just lazy like the elephant trunk. You know what I'm saying? other one getting all action.
Would you want one cut off if that was you?
I don't know, man. Like, if I could work a way around to using both these motherfuckers, man, I think I would try. I think I would try to make this work.
Double head.
Now, yo, just like you say, there's for every freaky fucking thing in the world, there's somebody that likes it. So, yep. Yo, there's a gang of females out there that want a two-wang dude.
That's crazy.
If you got enough space, man, you could get your threesome on. You see, you got enough space between them wangs, you could get a threesome on at the same time, dog.
And then he's always ready to go. Because you always got one waiting.
So one up, one down.
Next man up.
You got a sleeper cell penis.
I'd make everything look pretty. I'd be nicely groomed. I'd lotion them up, give them a tan.
Yo, they'd be ready to go. Just think about his tight jeans game. You know what I'm saying? you throw your shit to the side, he on both sides.
Yo, people be like, wait a minute. I'm confused. He got a book coming out.
Oh, Two Wangs.
Two Wangs. I think it's called the Double Dick'em Dude or something. That's what
Come on. The Double Dick'em Dude.
What's his name on there? The book. That's the tell-all. The Double Penis Man writes tell-all. It's called Double Header. My Life with Two Penises. The Phallic Dude.
It's a double header. Oh, that could go. It's just so much. Too much to take in, man.
I know that double nut though.
Man, if we let loose in both them hoes, man, that's gonna be. Yo, he gonna have to take like an hour nap after that shit.
I wonder if his kids be born with doubles.
Hey, Dad. What if his dad got double? You know what I'm saying? Like, is this shit hereditary?
Yeah, where is his family? Did they disown him?
And why are we just now hearing about this full grown ass two penis dude?
I don't want to click that, man.
I don't either.
No, it just gonna show the book title.
I'm still weary.
I'm not gonna do it.
Come on, man. It's closed, man.
I'm not gonna do this.
It's just showing the book cover. That's it.
Davis, if you fuck this up,
what's getting me is the HTTP, the internal bang.
Yeah.
Hey, man, all right, man, I'm gonna click this.
This is under protest, man.
Yes, it is.
Chapter one: A Spare Rod Spoiled the Child.
A spare rod. He's a double wanger.
We give it two wangs up.
Watch that picture. Step both sides of the jeans.
Oh man!
A life with two penises.
Penises.
The phallic. The phallic dude.
Oh man, it's a double header. Damn, that'd be crazy, man. I wouldn't know what to do.
A lot of embarrassing bar hookups. So how big are you? Total? Why do they call them two dick Johnny?
Well, they got excerpts from the book in there?
Oh, it's people got comments.
Oh. And which one got a pee? Can you pee out of either one of them?
Oh, man.
Or is it just all over? Or is it a guessing game?
You know what I'm saying? Like, you just got to have
it's rich. Left one or the right one. Left one or the right one.
You gotta aim both and guess.
Other works by this artist, by this author, that you might enjoy: The War and Two Penises, A Tale of Two Penises, On the Road with Two Penises, Crime and Two Penises, The Grapes of Two Penises.
Oh man.
Jeez.
I be doing crazy stuff. Like, I try to bust one in and then bust the other one in. Like, he was trying to have a kid.
Yo, like, look, no chick can take all that, man.
Yo, just think about it, though. If he, let's say he busts both times. Like, he used both of them to bust in there.
I'm saying,
it's so much cum, like, it's gonna be like four swimmers that get in.
Yeah, it's coming out of her mouth, dog. Look, yo, what if they work opposite of each other? So you go in with the first one, take an hour, and bust off, right? Then you go in with the next one. You know what I'm saying? Like, God damn, man, no woman could take all that.
Good.
He having triplets every time, dog.
No, he's having K plus eight babies, dog. He's filling them up.
The baby just gonna keep coming out.
Yo, if it's a girl, the baby gonna come out pregnant. It's so much going on.
You stupid. Dang, man, that is crazy.
That's weird, son.
I'd have to get one cut off, man. I couldn't do it. I'd have to get one cut, man.
Yo, I'll be mad at my parents
for not taking.
So you thought this was a good idea?
They're not nipping this in the bud early, though.
Yo, and then, like, because when you're little, you don't know, so you think that's how it's supposed to go.
Yeah, everybody got that. You know what I'm saying?
Kids see you, run out.
Oh, but, man, high school years with girl trying to get girls.
Yeah, new.
Oh, trouble. You remember off of on the wood? It's supposed to look like that.
No, you just can't say that, man. You just got to, like, hold one back. And then just, once you already good in there, just start let it flopping.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to mention, I have another one.
Brother, cut the lights off. Cut the lights
off. Who is that?
Oh, that's just me, baby. Yeah, but do you think because he has two penises, that's why he's bisexual?
Yeah, because you got to get more options, man. Like, you need more. You can't just keep going after women and they keep running from you. You need more options.
That's weird, man. I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Let's move on to the next one.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, what
on
you
to
had?
The next story.
Yeah, you had something, didn't you?
Yes. I tried to buy a ghost on Craigslist.
There you go.
What? Come on, man. Man
sold a ghost. Oh, he sold it, too.
What?
Somebody bought that shit.
Somebody bought it.
$300?
$350. God damn it. $350. So the caption reads, I have a male ghost for sale. He came into my house when I purchased an old wooden chest. He is attached to the chest. The chest comes along with the ghost. He is attached to it. Whatever room I put the chest in, he hangs around in it. If I try to hide the chest, he searches for it and even gets mad if he can't find it for a while. You get the chest and the ghost for $300. Please email. Pics of ghost and chest included. So the first what he got. Hey, saw your ad for your ghost. Couple quick questions. Scary or nice? Scale or Slimer or Vigo? Where would the ghost land? How big is the ghost? My apartment isn't huge. Not trying to get suffocated every day by the ghost. He has to respect my space. Does the ghost get along with dogs? Notice, you're in Wisconsin. Is the ghost a Packers fan?
Dang.
Sort of a deal breaker. Is it one of the ghosts that gonna try to jerk me off while I sleep? Not judging gay people, but I'm not into that sort of stuff. I would rather not have a gay ghost that tries to fuck me all the time. Think about it. Let me know what I can come take a look at the ghost.
Yo, this
oh
dude.
Oh my God.
Came up with a creative way to sell a piece of shit chest.
Yes.
Cause like, yo, you say the ghost get mad when he can't find the chest. But if he hang around the chest all the time, how did you hide it from him, dog?
Yeah.
Somebody bought it. There was one person said, so the price just went from 300 to 1,000. I have to admit, I like the way you do business. Now even more. You called my bluff. Can I see the video? How did it hurt you? Do you have any measurements? I'm 6'2 and a half, 230 pounds. You seem small. Are you small? Unless the ghost is a giant. I put him in a sharpshooter before he can say boo.
Oh, my God.
Let me know. I'm not a quack either, FYI.
Yeah. Yeah, you are. Yeah, you really are.
And he put on the, he said 2 minutes later, hi, the chest is gone. A paranormal person bought it. It was for real. That's it. You ain't even give me a chance to counter offer. I'm new to this Craigslist ghost market, but it seems like a fox. No,
what?
A faux pas, no. Not saying I'm going to send a different ghost to haunt your house, but if I buy one somewhere else, who's to say what the ghost will do, you know? Maybe he likes Wisconsin and wants to live there. I'm not going to tell my future ghost where what he can and can't do. Something.
God damn it, man.
He said, also, man, not for nothing, but black jeans on a ghost makes me think that he may in fact be gay.
God damn it, man.
Let's buy this ghost, man. Let's split it.
Ghost is a Packers fan.
We can leave it at Lionel's house for the first month.
Cool. Yeah. I'll give up my rights.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all can have that.
My garage.
Yo, what if for real, though? Like, what if dude's like, oh, it's a joke. Bought it home. Yo, crazy stuff start happening. TV fall over. He hide the box thinking it's cute. That'd be funny.
Yeah, you can sell ghosts on Craigslist now.
You can sell everything on
Yo, I'm about to sell my used sock. Be like, yo, I put up 63 in this sock.
I just looked at
this, you got to reword it. This sock made me put up 63.
Yep, y'all better get it. It's going like hotcakes. The other one already gone.
So Michael Jordan sock.
We got Facebook drama.
Uh-oh.
Apparently, dude made his this is stupid. This dude got a picture. It's so he don't need the mama. He got like a milk bottle with a straw. Like
feeding the baby.
Yeah, stuck to his chest.
No, oh, come on.
Yeah, they said I'm your mother now.
That's fucked up.
But yeah, we got Austin Powers. He has put a video on this page of another man's son drinking a bottle of hot sauce.
Oh, come on.
And the father going off. Who is this guy? Y'all better get to him. I'm gonna get to him. So now it's like 100 comments of people going back and forth. And then a chick, she's being petty. I was just trying to verify. She took a screenshot of the son drinking the hot sauce and put it in his status. Is this your son?
That's a damn shame.
What? I'm just verifying. What?
Come on, man. I hate people. I really do hate people.
Oh, I forgot to talk about my boy.
Who that?
Russell Westbrook pulled a Marshawn Lynch.
Execution.
Y'all heard it?
I didn't watch this shit.
Oh, I got to play it. I got to play it for people. It's the best. Hold up. What's Russell? Russell Westbrook.
Execution,
baby. Westbrook pulls Marshawn Lynch. Hey, it's not coming up. You got it? Thanks, man. Dang, I'm about to type around this mic. Here we go. It's good. It's so good. Oh, here we go.
You change the game.
Execution. I did a good job of executing.
Down the stretch, you and Serge seem to be in a really great rhythm. What allowed you guys to be so successful?
Did a good job of execution.
You know, so the first stretch Nick was talking about, the 15-2 run, we went with a small lineup with five really good offensive players on the court. What does it do for your offense when everybody out there is really accomplished as an offensive player?
It's good.
Russ, you had 8 assists in the fourth quarter. What did you see from them defensively that allowed you to focus as much as you did on the pass and the run?
Well, we did a good job executing.
Now, are you upset with something?
You really upset?
I just don't like you.
You don't? No. Do you not like Nick either?
I love Nick, but I don't like you.
Well, you gave us about the same answers.
Yeah. You got another question?
You played a great game. One of your better ones. Is this one, in terms of production, assists, rebounds, points, is this one of the better games you can think of in your career?
Good execution.
Seemed like you guys played with a real good sense of urgency tonight. Has that been lacking in the past?
We did a good job executing tonight.
Anybody else? High 17 assists for you tonight.
Last one.
How do you feel like that?
It was a good job. We did a great job executing.
Thank you, Ross.
The look on his face.
Execution.
That's a good execution, man.
Good execution.
Yo, when you listen, though, those questions are so stupid.
Stupid, man. And some of them be the same question a motherfucker just asked. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, come on, man.
What do you want me to say? You played good tonight. I executed.
You played good enough. You plan on doing that every game? Motherfucker.
Nah, I'm going to take off tomorrow.
Yeah, I love Nick, but I hate you.
Hey, man, did y'all see the video of the dude going to rob a convenience store, but he knew the dude working there, so he didn't rob it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I need that in chat, man. He didn't dap him up, did he?
Nah. He's like, you can see, like, man, fuck. Think you lucky.
Funny. Yo, but can someone explain to me why there's 900 people with voice recorders on an NBA player after the game or any sport player? Like, everybody got the same footage. What are you going to do different?
Yeah, how are you going to spin the story unless you're lying about some shit that's different from everybody else's?
And where are you putting this at? Like, where does this go?
There's no more newspapers, really.
And you never see a website with push for audio from Westbrook.
Yeah, true that. True that.
So where the hell is this stuff going?
I don't know, man.
And why would I come to you? There's only you only go to the major website, ESPN automatically. And then when you go to Google, it's only the top five that you're going to click at the top.
Yeah, you're not going to get all the way down to the bottom.
So did they just get off on putting a mic in your face?
I mean, well, they got to do it for somebody. That's somebody's job. You know what I'm saying? They give it to somebody. Either they going to run with it or they not. I mean, but a lot of it is like there's a lot of like people doing it for like blogs and shit like that. Sports blogs and just strictly internet type shit that they have a following. It's just not us.
So, but it's just audio?
Yeah. Like, I guess so.
This to Aaron Westbrook. I get, you heard it, this on SportsCenter already.
Yeah, that is fucking stupid.
What the? I don't get it, man. I need to talk to one of these people.
I never thought about it like that. That is fucking dumb.
And then, like, you see, like, Channel 9 News and stuff with their mics. But the one person who got the video was the one getting all the action. Y'all,
yeah.
I could see if everybody had like the little camera recording it.
Yeah, but you just got your iPhone just stuck in this nigga's face.
Hey, look, son, I got audio. I was right next to Kevin Durant. Let me see. I got got a couple coaches right here. You wanna listen to it? Nah, nigga.
That shit.
Oh, it's crazy, man. I hope everybody start doing that. Because we don't care. Only time you care is when, like, something happened. Like, the catch. Everybody wanted to hear Dez.
Yeah.
Other than that, who cares? What do you want them to say? Like, we played good tonight. Oh. So. And they say the same thing seven different ways. Man, this is crazy. I hope everybody start doing that, man.
Hell yeah.
That's just so good.
Oh man, all right, I got a funny story, man. Don't judge me. All right, you remember when I put that picture up of that Junior cheesecake?
Yep.
Okay, that shit is fucking delicious, man. That shit is good. All right, so the day before we got the full cheesecake, my wife came home with a piece of cheesecake that she got from her job at lunch and left it in the refrigerator, right? So I tasted it. It was good. Mm-hmm. So I tasted it again. It was good. So I fuck around, ate the whole thing.
Yes.
So she come home, like, where my cheesecake? Oh, I ate that. And I was so ashamed of myself that I ate the whole cheesecake. I'm like, I'm sorry, babe. I really didn't mean to do that, but it was good. She's like, that was from Junior's. Oh, shit, I was supposed to do that then.
You stupid.
I'm like, you know what? I'm not sorry anymore. I was supposed to eat that. That's why that shit was so good to me, and I couldn't stop eating it. I was supposed to eat that whole thing.
He didn't feel bad no more.
Not at all. I think they had a piece of junior cheesecake.
Hey, they shipped those?
Yeah.
They cost crazy money though, huh?
Like $60.
Man, I ain't paying no $60 for no cheesecake.
Yeah, you will.
Hey, send me one, man. It was my birthday.
Huh?
Send me one.
Yeah, just like when you bought them Jordans on my birthday. I ain't get
Jordans. Come on, man. That's $300.
Hey, $60.
Well, I see Junior Cheesecake 70% off. Should I trust this?
Depends on what kind it is.
Can I get this shipped?
Let me go to the official. The world's most fabulous cheesecake. Mm-hmm. Now, does it really just take like any piece of cheesecake, or you go sit here and slice it like this?
No, it's really good. It's
ugly traditional.
Hey, yo, Lionel.
What up?
We got to find this place out here. I went one time with this chick.
What's it called?
I don't know. I just kind of remember where I was driving.
Hold on. This story don't add up.
No, hold up. This is like 2 or 3 years ago. She said she had a, she said she wanted to go to this spot. I kind of remember where I was, but I don't. Dang it. But
what did they have?
It was like a, it was kind of like a steakhouse. Like if I'm in the area, I could probably find it. But I know it was a steakhouse, like on the side of the road. But it's kind of like you got to drive out. And then it's like, boom, it's right here. But anyway, she pulled out a coupon. And it was like for a dessert. And we got the cheesecake. Nah, when I tell you this was killing Cheesecake Factory. And then she was like 2 week and 2.5 weeks strong into a diet. And she was like, nah, I'm good. You can have it. And it was a huge slice. So I'm like, yo, just take a bite. So I convinced her to take, like, she got a little butt, like a little side of the spoon. Yeah. And, like, slipped some off. Nah, she put that in the mouth. She was like, hey, just go ahead and half that.
Wait a minute. What happened?
No, this cheesecake, because I'm not, like, a real big cheesecake fan. But yeah. They didn't, it was like they has, you know, places got the bullcrap menu. Like, yeah. One of the desserts had nuts in it. I don't like that. So, the only thing I could roll with was cheesecake. Bro, that cheesecake was so good. I was licking that plate.
Damn.
I'm upset that you told me this story. And you have nothing to back up
with. No name. Bro. You got no good information about the location of this place.
That's why I got mad. Because I was like, because when I left, I was like, yo, I'm remembering this. I know it's somewhere by Winter Park. I'm finding that, dog. Like, next week, I would drive down there and look for it. And go in and get
and
that.
Let me know when you find it. I will meet you there.
Because I was like, yo, I got to get somebody else to taste this because I know I ain't crazy. Dang, you got a $40 cheesecake, Stone? Or the 50 joint?
$50.
The 50. No, when the chick went to Brooklyn to get it, they gave it to my wife, so it was like $31.
See, I've been in Brooklyn so many times, I didn't even think about it.
Man, that shit was good, man.
Which one? Ooh, I get this one right here.
I rubbed it all over my body. It was so good.
Oh.
Junior. What they do different?
I don't know. Man, you know, like, they... one thing I can say, though, you're not supposed to put full strawberries on the top of a cheesecake, man. These is full, whole strawberries on top of this cheesecake, dog. And, like, this, like, the little jelly they put over top of it and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that shit was good.
How long did it last in your refrigerator?
About a week.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that was a week.
Strawberry cheesecake.
That's the one I got. That's the one I got.
This one's infused with strawberries? Oh, that raspberry swirl. I'll be looking at cheesecake for the next 2 hours.
Yeah,
man.
My
wallet at work, man.
Man, I've got to go to Cheesecake Factory again.
Dog, we got a 3-day weekend. I can't do nothing.
Oh, my God.
I can't even leave the house.
This dude left his wallet at work on a 3-day weekend, son.
Should I try to break in?
Yeah, man. You got to, dog. As much as you like food.
Is this potato salad going to last me till Tuesday?
No.
And you know he ain't got no food in the fridge. One of the older shows, he was like, man, I don't put up groceries.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? He don't put up groceries. He don't buy food for the house, dog. So that means he need that wallet, yo. He gonna be selling Jordans for pizza delivery. Look here, man. I ain't no money, but I got these J's, right?
I only wore them twice, B. Come on.
God damn.
That's that hurt.
For real, yo, that's bad, B. It's a wrap, man.
I can't even say, yo, somebody send me some money because I ain't got no cards or nothing.
No ID.
He got no ID. Good. Yo, he can't drive nowhere.
Yo. Oh, man.
Oh, but I could go to the movies, though, because can I buy the ticket on my phone through PayPal? You
still need your card.
No, don't they just scan the phone?
I never had them scan the phone before. Usually, when I pre-order the tickets, you got to slide your card and spit the ticket out of the machine, little kiosk.
Oh, man.
Unless you, hey, yo, you can go to Grubhub, man, and pay with PayPal. You can get some food, son.
There you go.
Grubhub?
Yeah.
What's that?
Grubhub is like, instead of calling the restaurant, you go on Grubhub and order food for it to be delivered and shit.
Man, let me look this up. It's probably not available here.
I'm about to look this up, too, because I like delivered food.
This is at Grubhub. Oh, man. I remember we thought of this like 5 years ago with liquor. But then we start thinking about liquor licenses and
minors and shit, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
But somebody actually got it.
I can order from 7 restaurants in my area.
Ooh, I got 14. So you just put the tip and everything on there?
Yep.
Oh, I'm about to get this 5 Guys.
Crown Fried Chicken.
That sounds like some good fried chicken.
California Pizza Kitchen. Well, man, why the 5 Guys say pickup only?
Bitches.
Nikki's Place. Go ahead, Nikki's.
Why I got so much Chinese and Asian restaurant?
Because they deliver.
Urban Hibachi. Ooh, that's good, too.
Is it?
Sound good.
I just go to Jose's and eat.
That's fucked up.
Ooh, that reminds me. I'm about to go pick up some barbecue. Oh, some ribs.
From where? Bubbly?
No. Corner ribs.
Corner ribs.
Corner ribs. Got the little rib stand.
On the corner?
On the corner. By the post office.
Corner ribs.
Corner ribs. Man, they ribs fire. When wifey was pregnant, that was my usual spot. If I left the house and she knew I was driving by and I didn't come back with some ribs,
she will. Please don't trim that fat. She will kill me.
Hey, it got so bad that I would order the ribs, right? And then I'd be like, yo, let me get them rib tips, too. I come back, dog. She would smash the ribs, and I would just have the rib tips.
Tips, you know what I'm saying, man?
Felt like stepchild, for real.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, do you barbecue?
Yeah, I barbecue.
Why? I wouldn't be paying nobody for ribs.
I'm lazy like that, man. I had a long week.
That's understandable.
Your barbecue that fire?
Yeah.
With me? Hell yeah.
I just do barbecue.
Duh, I make my own sauce and everything, dog.
I do the same thing.
I had a motherfucker ready to fight me. Them ribs were so good. I'm dead ass. Yo, we was in Texas. And he like, who the fuck made these ribs? God damn, dude. Like the whole night is all he talking about how good the ribs was, man. I'm a barber connoisseur. Barbecue connoisseur.
You cut hair?
Yeah. Barbecue connoisseur. I cook good barbecue. Let's leave it like that.
Heck nah. Yo, who got Netflix around here?
Nope.
Black Mirror. Y'all gotta check it out.
Okay. I'll check it out on Plex later on tonight.
It's only 6 shows in, but every show is different.
What's it about?
Like, it's 6 small different stories, so it's not about, like, one thing.
Oh, okay. I mean, well, what's the gist of the show?
six different stories.
What is it called, my friend?
Well, give me
Mirror.
Well, give me one fucking story then.
That's what I had to say. All right, what are the stories I give you? Let me see which one was. Oh, okay. I'll just give you some of the first one. The first one was like he's the mayor, I think. And it's a British show, so he's the mayor, whatever they got over there. He's somebody important. And the queen or something was kidnapped. And they had the YouTube video up. It already spread on social media and everything, so everybody knew about it. And it was like, the only way we'll let her go without killing her is you got to have sex with a hog.
What the
fuck? On national TV.
What?
Yep. Got to bang this hog. He was like, hell no, not doing it. Nope.
Until I said bye.
So then to spice it up even more, they sent a finger. They showed her finger getting cut off on national TV. Because first, you know what I'm saying, the people, they did a poll. The people was with him like, nah, that's crazy.
They did a poll?
Yeah, they did a poll like, should he do it? Should he not? And it was in his favor. Like, nah, that's disgusting. That's crazy. But once they sent that finger, polls reversed.
You got to fuck that pig, man.
And it's like, yeah, you got to, man. And it was like, oh, now the people's against you. You got to do it. So that's how the first one started off, the first show.
Dang, that's, yeah, I might watch that shit. Nah,
you know, as soon as you get that pig up everywhere you go.
You'll say, that pig, fuck up. him and Kevin Gates.
I didn't really like the last one. The last one was kind of whack, like show six. But they crazy, man.
Niggas out here fucking pigs.
I watched them all in one day.
Yo, man, but you can't trust no pole, man. For real, yo. We was at my daughter's school. And they were having a recital. So at one point of the show, they were going to have the small instruments like violins against the big instruments. And you can go on your phone and text to see who you like better. As soon as the number went up, before the kids even started playing, the number started going up.
What?
I'm like, come on, man. Like, before they even started playing, the violins had like 50 votes already. I'm like, that's some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, them kids is up there trying, and y'all just, that's my kid, I'm gonna vote for him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Can't trust no polls, man.
Hey, you said Black Mirror was a UK show, right?
Yeah.
Is it 2 seasons, 3 episodes each?
I don't know. I think it was just one season with 6 in it.
When I say it's 2, season 3, I'll check this out. I'll figure it out later. Just checking.
Anything else, fellas?
Nope.
I do got one.
Oh.
I do got one. Give me a second to put that back up. I got Black Mirror all over my screen.
Black Mirror.
Ew, you gotta get that checked out.
Why? Because it's black?
Yeah, Black Mirror. That's like a disease.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it's a Florida. Florida couple. Florida couple spent days in an unlocked closet. Thought they were trapped.
How, Sway?
Yo, that's twice, dog.
Oh, we just trapped, man.
That's, yo, in an unlocked closet. Yo, they were young too, weren't they?
Yeah.
But what were they doing in the closet anyway?
All right. So, John Arwood and Amber Campbell, they broke into a house. And at Daytona State College and Marine Environmental Science Center on Sunday, they were inside the janitor's closet and they couldn't get out. So they broke in and went into the closet and couldn't get out. And Tuesday, they called 911 from inside the closet.
Wait a minute. What day they went in there?
Sunday.
They waited till Tuesday. Had a cell phone. Whose cell phone battery lasts that long?
Come on. They were rationing off the cell phone.
Yo, that's crazy.
Dang.
Y'all ain't never tried the door?
Yeah.
That's like the soldier who said he was locked in his room and couldn't come to work.
Yeah. Dumb it. What the hell? That's just lying.
So, yeah, he got kicked out.
Yeah, yo, there was an old couple that got locked in their car.
Yeah.
They had just bought a new car, like a Mazda or something, that was push button start, so it didn't have the key. So they get in the car and left the key in the house. So thinking they need the key to unlock the doors, they never tried the doors.
Yeah.
And they were in there for like 16 hours and almost died and never tried the door.
Yeah. I could see how it could throw some old people off, because the Volkswagen I had when I went to New York, I mean, they didn't have any locks. They just had that red light on the top of the door that let you know if it's locked or unlocked.
Yeah.
So I understand how they couldn't get that.
I'm saying if you pull the button, you pull the lever, though, the door unlocks.
Yeah. That's true. So they tried to break the window.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they tried everything but pulling yelling the door help. Handle.
Hashtag pot to blame.
Oh, man. Old folks getting high.
Hey, man, somebody give me a topic for a poem, man.
A poem.
A poem.
What you got, Lionel?
Give it a... Let's see how you could go on KD's new venture.
Semen tester.
KD the semen tester. Let's go ahead.
KD the cousin fucking semen.
All right. This is Aunt Della Reed's Poetry Corner, and it's on. Today's poem is entitled Mr. Randy Watson, the Countacula. These funds were low. I had to think of some way to build back up my dough. Open my phone book, and what do you know? Semen tester was in the very first row. Picked up my telephone, dialed that number fast. I knew the rent was coming and the landlord was on my ass. So I get to the place and they hand me a robe. They said, go in that door, young boy. We got miles and miles of loads. You don't gotta shoot your own, but there's a lot that's already been shot. Put it in your mouth, swish it around. Show us what you got. So he's swishing and counting. While the other testers over there pouting and pouting. Why are y'all so mad? Katie yelled out. They said, man, you so good, they kicking us out. So it's a one-man project now, and Katie got the job. Taste testing his semen. Oh, no. And I'm out. I can't do
Bars, bars, bars.
KD gonna come find me.
Yeah, man, that's gonna be bad, man. Like, yo, he has to fight you now.
Nothing, man. Hey, it's his fault. Ain't nobody tell him to take it easy on me when I be busy.
Dang. Oh, man. Yeah,
I listened to the start of the last show.
Mm-hmm.
After KD sounded like he was about to go in, and then Stone threw him off, man, I started doing the smutty thing.
He just started doing the smutty thing. You stupid. The beat came on.
Hey, the whole time I was doing that job last week, I was like, oh, man, I try not to miss a show.
Yeah.
He gonna get me. Every time, he does nothing.
That's fucked up. He
does nothing. Pot to blame, man. Hashtag.
Man, shouts out to KD, man. Mouthwash.
Oh, man.
Can't give a nigga a shout out and shit on him, too.
You know what I'm saying? It's the same shit, same breath.
That's not right, man.
Oh, I finished, oh, go ahead.
Nah, go, you got it.
I finished, Boardwalk Empire. It was pretty dope, man. I ran through them 5 seasons. So if y'all got any shows, man, hit me up on, forgetthatyo@gmail.com or at Emerge City on Twitter. Hit me up with some new shows, because I need something else to, run through.
Has anybody else, y'all been watching that Empire?
Man, I watched the first two.
I ain't watched nothing.
Yeah, that's all they got.
I was finna turn when he said he called Obama.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, really? You had Obama and he cussed you out and hung up on you? That's what you're doing? You a bootleg record label?
So Obama, hanging up on you now.
So y'all watch Blackish, man. They come on at the same time.
Yeah. Yo, I watch Blackish. That thing funny.
I didn't know that shit was still on.
Yeah.
Like, I see no commercials for that shit.
They're trying to hate on it.
Yo, that's crazy. Yo, I learned a disturbing fact, too, man. Scared me a little bit. Omar from The Wire is a real person. Yeah. Yeah, he is, dog.
Omar coming.
Omar's a real person.
Where is he? In Baltimore?
Yeah, he was like an assistant on the show.
Dang.
Hey, that's disturbing.
Man, I gotta watch The Wire.
That is disturbing, B.
So, the real one was light skinned dude.
Was it?
That's what the pictures are coming up.
Oh, shit.
Hold on. It said 10 characters on TV that inspired the characters on The Wire. 10 real people.
Mm hmm.
Where's Omar at? Hey, man. Bunk. This website just set up too stupid. That's crazy, though.
Yeah, man. There's a gay thug running around here.
People scared of him, too.
Hell yeah.
Check the link.
Uh-oh. Linky.
Linky,
Michael
Linky,
K.
Link.
Williams. So Michael K. Williams is real Omar?
Nope.
Oh, that's Michael K. Williams. Man, why you give me this?
That's him. I clicked the wrong link.
He talking now.
I clicked the wrong.
Man.
Shout out to Rick Shell. Shout out to
Rick Shell. Be
Rick Shell. Rick Shell be going to
all these plays and stuff at the new Performing Arts Center we got, and Shell be telling nobody.
I know, man.
No heads up.
No.
Why Rick Shell?
But when we record a show and she gonna miss it anyway, she leave voicemails.
Blast.
Try putting me on blast.
Let me know about these performing arts, man. I gotta go out there.
Oh, wait, hold on, Stone. I got some of that Crown Apple, dog.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I was on the search for it, man. I was on the hunt for it. Pretty dope.
I might try that shit tonight.
With some juice, you taste nothing.
Like apple juice?
Apple juice, cranberry juice, you taste nothing. A shot of it. It wasn't bad at all.
Man, I might be. Apples make me poop though.
Apples do?
Yeah.
I'm just mad he just said poop poop.
I know. Yo, the mama fired back. The mama fired back, man.
Who?
She said if you would answer your phone more, you would know that he's addicted to spicy stuff. So it's cool that he's drinking
the hot
sauce.
Yeah, the hot sauce. Get the fuck out of here, man.
See, this is why I can't have a baby mama. Y'all be going through it.
It was shout out to, man, Mr. Minus, dog. We heard Mr. Minus in a while, dog.
Where you at, though, Mr. Minus?
Yo, fucking Nigel.
Yeah, man, where Nigel, man? Yo, what they do to Nigel in Africa, man? Come on, Nigel, man, come back. Is he on Facebook still?
I don't never see him, man.
I'm about to blast his wall.
Ugh.
I mean, yeah.
Who else, man? Country Sav.
Oh, he just did Christmas with the Nigel. Oh, go ahead.
Christmas. Oh, you put a Christmas post up?
Somebody tagged him. It's like Christmas with Nigel.
Oh, shit, no doubt.
I'm about to. Nigel, where you at, bro?
Who else be fucking with us, man? Got Shaheem, got Vinny.
SBK.
SBK, what up, man? They moved the studio, too.
Oh, did they? Damn.
They moved it, too.
I think it's in his crib, but I ain't sure. That rent.
Oh, the Silver Tongue Devils podcast out there in Arizona.
Cinema Crespo, Diso, Sassiso, Sassiso.
Yeah, shouts out. Always showing love.
And, yo, man, y'all check me out, man. Intellectual Ignorance, man. I got some more coming for you. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Lionel's Watch.
Hey, man.
Hi, Watch.
Hey, and I dispute what Stone said. Dude, I forgot about that. I dispute you dang old liar.
You said you liar.
I got to defend myself. I ain't dead. You can't just go with what story. I'm sitting there, right? I'm sitting there drinking, getting my drink, watching TV. And I'm drinking with my left hand. Hold my cup with my left hand. This man says, "All right, man, you can put the watch down." What?
That was the second time, though, because he did it at the car too.
apparently, I cannot raise my left hand.
Nobody needs to rub their head 40 times.
That never happened.
I know, and that messed your waves up.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, speaking of New York. Man, hey, I woke up both nights I was there. I woke up in the middle of the night. I almost died. My mouth was so dry.
I almost died.
Talk about I'm walking through the hotel halls, card key in my hand, $2 in my other hand, wearing some dress shoes, no socks, and some shorts. Look for a vending machine. I'm so thirsty. Wake up coughing, man. Oh man, it was so depressing.
God,
leaving out there, that snow, it was snowing so bad when I left. I just instantly depressed.
Yo, that day we left,
yeah.
Yo, we got to the edge of Syracuse, dog, and couldn't see nothing. It was straight white out. It's an hour drive. It took me 4 hours to get home.
Cool.
Dang.
I'm surprised my flights flew out.
For real? Y'all was like, man, I'm going to be getting out of here.
When they be de-icing planes?
That's going to happen to Florida.
All right, we out of here, man.
Peace. Real niggas.
Chicken show is tasty.
Eat chicken with honey on it. It's best.
It is. That shit is good.
You know God made black beautiful. God made booby beautiful. Black and strong. And when Booby knocks some fools out, Booby gonna knock them out with black knights on his feet. Ain't that right? And I'ma smile when I do. Yeah. Yeah. I'm distinguished now.
Hey, Booby.
What?
You didn't live.
Come on, man. This is God giving. Only thing I gotta do is just show up.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, a superhero in the flesh. Even at my worst, I'm the best. For the finish, I stretch. When they advance me this check, could've fought my way to heaven, but I blow it on my neck instead. What you expect when you ain't had shit and ain't paying half of what you asking? Couldn't even see the pussy, even if it's casted. Now the hoes are down for taking pictures cause you're flashing. You can't even imagine, maybe Kim Kardashian. Number one song in the Grammy, now I'm smashing. Maserati crashing, twirling through the traffic. Wrapping round the pole, sell a meal off the tragedy. I defy gravity, flyer than I have to be. talking to the Lord, I can't stay. Who gon' say hip-hop after me? It's like a torn ACL to an athlete. Booby Miles Friday light, capture me in my hometown. Just a rock in the cooler. Not a day off, but I'm still Ferris Bueller. Winners never lose, so how dare you confuse us? They quote what I spit like Confucius. He say, she say, rumors all day. The rap game is high school and life's a hallway. Like what click you in, the Beamer or the Benz, the Bentley or the Lambo, like here we go again. Don't sit at my table, VIP, I got this. You ain't popping champagne after every game, then don't pop shit. Homecoming queen with my picture in her locket. But I know what's up with her hands in my pockets. They love me cause my swag is so jackish. Freshman year saw a ring like I'm boxing. You voted most likely to never ever top this. I'm Michael Jordan, Dennis Rodman in my hometown.
Any other show, forget that, yo.
Y'all got